be pressured to go over to Europe here in the summer before the season starts?
Tanner? Barry Smith, who's a development coach at Chicago Blackhawks. He's in Red Wing organization for a long time. I know Barry pretty well. They run a little camp over there in Sweden, development camp. So they asked some of their first-year players to come on over and train and whatnot. And Tanner's going to go. So he'll go to development camp here next week in Chicago, and then he'll be off to Europe for a little bit, and then he'll get a little bit of downtime before their main camp starts, so which I think is good for Tanner, and those young players to get over there and get some experience and see a different part of the world too. So, but it's good. Barry Smith does a tremendous job, and I think Tanner's in good hands with a great organization.
Well, Coach, the schedule changed since the last time. Well, we had you on the air by phone, but we haven't really sat down with you with the Arizona State games that have been added to the schedule in early January. Very exciting. A lot of buzz about the Huskies going out there for the first time ever.
Well, yeah. I mean, back in the day, John McGinnis was always great about helping developing programs by scheduling them. And, some teams would not. But I know it was always a priority for John when Duluth was getting the program up and running, Northern Michigan, Wisconsin, and whatnot. So, we just look to continue to do that. And I know Arizona State was looking for games, and everybody wanted them to come to their rink. Nobody wanted to travel out to Arizona. So.
Which is weird, but,
You
want the money, obviously.
No, I get it. But, we had talked, and Greg Powers and I talked quite a bit, actually. So, from everything from them possibly coming here to going down there and just playing two, and as things evolved, it didn't look like we were going to be able to do anything for next year. Then all of a sudden I heard there's a tournament going on, and they had some teams going out there, and there's another team that's going to be the fourth team. But I kept told Greg, well, if something happens, let us know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden one of the teams pulled out, had to pull out, and couldn't get released from a previous schedule arrangement. So fortunately for us, we were right there, and it's good. I think they're, it sounds like they're going to really make it a nice event. We're going to go out there and play Friday night. I think we're playing UConn the first game, and then Yale and Arizona State will play the night game.
Oh, I had heard that Yale was just going to go out there and play.
Right. Yale was just going to go out there and play, and then things evolved, and like we were trying to get games, and UConn was trying to get games, and it just worked out.
Great idea, though.
I think it's a tremendous idea, especially that, those will be their first Division I home games, and just open it up with a tournament and so forth. So it's going to be good. We play Friday night, then Saturday there's off day. They have a NHL game. Phoenix Coyotes are playing on the Saturday. Trying to think, they play maybe Nashville. I'm not sure. And then Sunday we'll play.
Oh, okay.
The two winners will play, and the two losers will play on Sunday. So we're playing Friday, Sunday.
Okay. Now, the schedule still says back-to-back days, but okay.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll have to change that.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to it. I've heard from a number of alum, Jamie Ram. Here's Jamie Ram out there, and a number of alumni out in that area that I haven't had a chance to connect with for a while, but they're all excited, and a number of people already talking about going out there for those games. And so we've got a pretty good alumni contingent out in that area. So we expect to have a good get together out there and an alumni function and whatnot. And, it's a good time to maybe get away from the snow a little bit. So
absolutely. Now, do you have any times yet? I know these are still to be announced times, but do you have any idea when we're playing out there? Are we playing the second game or the?
We'll probably play the first game.
Okay,
but I'm sure it's going to be somewhere about 5-6 o'clock on the Friday, somewhere in that area. So, all those details are supposed to get finalized here the next couple of weeks. So, right now we're scheduled to play in the Gila River Ice Arena where the Coyotes play, and I know there's been a lot going on there, but. I think that, eventually that's where we'll end up playing. Okay. I think the Coyotes will be there at least for this year, So we'll play in that rink, and it's just prior to the national championship football game. That'll be out in Phoenix, Glendale. Same. I think Tuesday after we're there. So if someone wants to come out and watch some hockey and go to the national championship college football game, spend a few extra days out there.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more from Coach Pearson in just a little bit here on Mix 93. And again, the Mel Pearson Show continuing after this.
WKMJ. Play action pass, looking for Claude, intercepted. Fred Gervais. one up, has a man, Andrew Clark, touchdown, Husky!
Now over on the left side, Ward, kill time! Kill time! Kill time!
Batan at the point, hard shot, rebound there for Valdez, kill shoot, score! Valdez with a great goal!
Back across the line, going to the front of the net, in front of shot, saved by Phillips!
Gardner will fire a deep three, got it at the buzzer! Outside, Hawk for three, and good! With 1 second left in the half! He has to throw, has a man across the middle, caught! Touchdown! Anthony Root!
What a goal by Mark Hawk! Patrick Anderson with a great feed over from Lesteron! Liam Glassman with the goal for the Huskies!
To the front, Kendrick there, shoots!
The Huskies scored in overtime!
WJNJ. Go Huskies.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93, and we are talking about everything Michigan Tech hockey getting caught up, and I hope you're, again, if you missed any of this show, you can hear it back on the Michigan Tech website, michigantechhuskies.com. Alumni weekend coming up, coach for the hockey program on August 7th through the 9th, including a alumni game on Friday night.
Well, yeah.
Or 6th through the 9th.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the game is Friday night, 7 o'clock at John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. So, it's interesting. I've when I was out in Buffalo, so a week ago or so, I walk into the rink to watch a game, and I see this tall, lanky guy leaning up against the railing, and going, I know that guy. And sure enough, it was Warren Young.
Oh, really?
And for all the people out there that don't know Warren was obviously a player here at Michigan Tech, and I actually roomed with Warren Young 1 year back in the 70s. Wow. Here. So we caught up a little bit, and we've talked to each other now and again, and stayed in touch a little bit. But he works for the Pittsburgh Penguins, so primarily watching the real young players, the up-and-coming guys. And so Warren was there watching some guys, so we got chatting and trying to convince him to come back for the reunion. He'd been in touch with a number of his classmates and whatnot, so he was going to try and get up here. But it's interesting, there's a lot of guys who've expressed interest, and they're going to come up, and some guys haven't been here since they left. So it's tremendous. I was up in our athletic director, Suzanne Sandrigut's office the other day, and Secretary Elaine was on the phone with this guy. She said, somebody from Sweden, and I said, well, who is it? And it's Pirokki Johansson, who I was a classmate of mine when I was here. And so I got on the phone with Pirokki. He was calling from Sweden, and he's coming over, and he's really excited and whatnot. So he's fired up about it. But we'll have a good turnout, and the game will be great. We'll have a lot of fun with the game, and we're always trying to see who's coming back and reaching out to players, and you're trying to get some of the current guys that are playing. But I know there's a lot going on in the summer, like whether it's weddings or family reunions and all sorts of different things. So but we'll have a good contingent here. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a good game. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, it's coming up on, again, the weekend of the 7th on August, and you can get more details on the Michigan Tech website, michigantechhuskies.com. Let's get a couple of these questions out of the way, Coach.
Yep.
Here's your first one. Coach Pearson, what, if anything, is missing from the Tech hockey program that might be preventing us from being in contention for a national championship on an annual basis?
Wow. Good question. Well, I think we're headed in the right direction, first and foremost. I think last year was a huge step forward, getting to the tournament. I think once you get to the tournament, anything's possible, especially with the way it's set up now, a single elimination game. So once you get into that top 20 teams in the country, there's not, well, even maybe the top 40. It's on any given night, it's a fine line between winning and losing. So what you have to do is you have to be consistent. You have to find a way to win games. That's a bottom line, and obviously there's a formula that helps you get into the tournament if you don't win your league championship. So the biggest thing now is that consistency. I think they pointed out that's the biggest thing, is the consistency and the drive and the determination, and to make sure you continue to recruit good players. If you continue to do that, then you'll be in the mix every year, and that's our goal here. We just don't want to be a 1 year we have a shot, and then you struggle for a couple of years. Then another year you have a shot. We want to try and be in the mix every year. And that's easier said than done. But I think we're making a lot of progress and doing a lot of the right things to enable us to have a chance every year to be in consideration for, to get in the national tournament. Once you get in the national tournament, then you got a chance.
Yes.
Last year we're a minute away from moving on, and then who knows what? Then you win one game and you're in the Frozen Four. I might get to Frozen Four. Yeah.